Union. Czechoslovakia played an active role in the Soviet Union's propaganda war with the United States during the 1950s, a time of edginess and paranoia on both sides. There was no shortage of people trying to flee across the Iron Curtain to the west, but every now and then the flight would be in the other direction, and someone from the west would actively seek asylum in the communist bloc. For the communist regimes, this was a propaganda opportunity not to be missed.
Soudružky a soudruzi, dámy a pánové, mám tu čest uvítat vás na dnešní.
One such occasion was in November 1954, when the Czechoslovak news agency called a somewhat unusual press conference in Prague.
Abych vám představil manžele Wardovi, americké umělce, kteří požádali o poskytnutí politického azylu.
After welcoming comrade journalists to the event, the reporter went on to introduce an American couple, Herbert and Jacqueline Ward, describing them as artists who had sought and been given asylum in Czechoslovakia. Then Herbert Ward himself spoke.
We are the Americans. I am Herbert Ward, bass violinist, and my wife, Jacqueline, who is a dancer. Until 1950, we have lived mainly in New York, then we moved to Denmark, and for the last 2 years, we lived in Vienna. Our purpose in coming to Europe was to complete our education in all fields of music and dance.
At this point on the recording in our archives, Herbert Ward's voice fades and is voiced over in Czech as he continues his story. He claims that he and his wife had become suspicious to the US authorities after taking part in a music festival in East Berlin. Then, he says, the FBI began to bully them, trying to force them back to the United States and confiscating their passports. This was the time of the McCarthyite witch hunts, and although his faith in communist Czechoslovakia may be naive, Herbert Ward's story is not necessarily an exaggeration.
We feel sure that this press conference will help us not only to make matters clear in our case, but to call attention to the activities of those who restrict the rights of their fellow citizens and who are making dangerous provocations that might lead to a new war.
Herbert Ward's wife, Jacqueline, a dancer who had studied under Isadora Duncan, also answered questions from journalists, painting a rosy picture of her prospects in her new socialist home.
Instead of having to look for jobs, the jobs are so plentiful and so many opportunities that we can freely choose the best way in which we want to develop and which we want to present our own work. And for us, that's very important, that there is so much culture here.
The couple was based in Prague's Hotel Krivaň, where not long afterwards they had a visit from the jazz writer Lubomír Doruška and his friend and fellow jazz lover, the novelist Josef Škvorecký. This led to a jazz review called Really the Blues, featuring Herbert and Jacqueline with the Czech band Pražský Dixieland. The couple stayed for several years and became familiar figures on the Prague classical and jazz music scene. The now legendary rock musician František Ringo Čech remembers being discovered as a 15-year-old boy by Herbert Ward, and he recalls that in the early 60s, Jacqueline achieved celebrity performing Native American dance to Czech audiences. According to Lubomír Doruška, the American couple eventually made their way back to the US, spending their last years in Hawaii. It's said that one jazz musician there still plays on a Czechoslovak double bass, left to him by Herbert Ward.